A-list artist, career strategist, MBA grad, and the visionary behind Music Meets the Boardroom, everyone, superstars. I am so excited to be here with you today on the 14th episode of the podcast. I believe that's correct. So we're in the second season, in the second series. We have a few more episodes left for this second series, and we're going to dig deeper into the planning part of our business as indie artist entrepreneurs. Hey, everybody. Okay. I am in a completely different setting, but it's a fun setting. The lighting is fun and everything like that. But yes, so let's get down to business because I want to make sure that this podcast is of great value for you. Now, before we get into the topic of conversation today, which is a one-page business plan. Yes, even if you are an artist creating music, running a business in the music area or field, here's the reality of the situation. Business is business. It does not matter what industry you are in. Business is business. And you still need to have a plan. And we're going to talk about important elements that you need to be clear about, even if you create a one-page business plan. Things are moving so fast. Keeping up with and maintaining a one-page business plan is going to help you so much. It's going to help you more than you think. And we're going to talk about important elements that you need to include in your business plan. I probably will make this a two-part series because I want to make sure that we break down every single element as much as possible, okay? But before I dig into that, I want to talk about two other things really, really quickly. And I'm probably going to do a separate podcast about the second point, and so I'll break that down a little bit. Resilience. There is one thing that I have learned recently, as a business owner, it's not that I did not know it was important. I did not know how to apply it well until recently. And that is resilience. We all have resilience. We are all resilient people. If you can hear my voice, if you are still alive right now today, you have resilience, strong resilience. You have survived one of the biggest pandemics that ever existed in the world. You have overcome so many social components that we could not have even predicted. You are resilient. Here's the deal, though. There is a gentleman, Mark Cuban. I find him fascinating. He is actually on my vision board. And I remember going to a game for the Dallas Mavericks. And it's just so chaotic, right? There's people playing basketball and dribbling, and you got people selling drinks and popcorn, and people are trying to find their seat, and you know, people are not paying attention and bumping into each other, and there's thousands and thousands of people in the space. It's a complete chaotic space. However, as I was like skimming the room, I remember he caught my eye. And in the midst of the chaos, he was just like sitting back. Let me see if I can just demonstrate what he was doing, okay? For those of you who are watching and visually, he was just kind of like, I don't have a back leaning chair, but he was just kind of just relaxed. So much chaos in the room. And this one individual was responsible for everyone and everything going on in this space. And he was so relaxed. He wasn't nervous. He wasn't overwhelmed. He was calm in the middle of chaos. And what I've noticed between people who are extremely successful, like Mark Cuban, like Oprah Winfrey, and others, and like the Obamas, you know, like, to be thrown in the midst of chaos, but be so calm. And I always wanted to know what that was. What is this quality or element that these people carry that allows them to be present in the middle of chaos, but exude and be pure calmness, resilience, and understanding how to implement, to practice, to hold resilience in the midst of chaos. And I have personally been stretched with this recently, and that's why I want to talk about it, because as indie artist entrepreneurs, this is something that is going to show up for you as your business grows. You're going to be thrown into fires every single day, whether it's within your business, whether it's personal, and you have to find a way to not allow it to stop you in your tracks, but instead push you, inspire you, give you strength and focus to continue to move forward. Will it require a lot of prayer? Absolutely. Absolutely. It will require a lot of prayer, a lot of trust, and taking one step at a time. Resilience and understanding how to hold on to it in the darkest moments, in the most challenging moments, is what will set you apart from your competition, and it will be what helps you become successful. You have to have it in order to be successful. You have to be able to manage each experience, regardless of the challenge. With that said, I'm going to move on to my next point here, which is very much related: personal integrity. Personal integrity. I'm going to do a podcast separate on just this conversation, because it is so important to break this down and to take the time to break it down. Personal integrity really means and really stands for holding the word you have promised to yourself and holding yourself accountable in that regard. And anytime that you feel like you have broken the integrity to yourself, you're able to ask yourself a series of questions. What is it that I promised to myself? What am I doing that is causing me not to hold a level of integrity with myself? And what do I need to do in order to restore integrity with myself? Oftentimes, we are more likely to hold the integrity we have for others than we are for ourselves. And you are just important. Your integrity for yourself and to yourself is just important. I had to learn this too. Like, I am just like spilling out all these lessons today, everybody, because I'm just like, oh my gosh. Let me share an example with you of where this plays a huge part in many of our lives, in your life, my life, your people around you. You're gonna see a lot of what I'm talking about and breaking down here. You will hear people say, well, I really tried to achieve something and it just never happened. I just never could get it to happen. And oftentimes, if we break down and ask those particular questions that I just mentioned, we will find the holes. We will find where we were not really committed fully to whatever it is that we were trying to achieve. And I hear myself saying the word try. Completely eliminate that from your vocabulary. Try is equivalent to not doing it. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. That's it. There's no trying. Trying is a empty word. I've had some moments where I had to step back and I wondered why certain things had not happened for myself. And I realized that I had a strong breakdown of integrity, but I didn't realize that I did, because I never took the time to actually break it down and say, okay, here's the deal. This has not happened because I'm not willing to do the work in this area. Am I willing to do the work in this area? And if so, how can I keep this commitment to myself? So I'm sharing that with you today, personal resilience and integrity. All right. And I'm going to have a separate podcast on personal integrity, and we're going to just walk through that and dig into that a little deeper. But today for this podcast, everybody, I want to focus more on one-page business plan. This strategy works for anyone in any business, but you know, I have like a super soft heart for indie artist entrepreneurs because I am an artist as well. And we in our creative community need to be loved on more. We need to be poured into more. We need to be understood more. There's so many areas within our community that just are not touched enough. We don't talk about enough. There's taboo conversations, and we're going to have these tough conversations over here at the Music Me Supportment Podcast. This is about moving forward. This is about getting it done. This is not about hiding. This is not about avoiding sensitive topics. Here's the deal. If you're going to be a successful artist, a successful business and brand, you got to get comfortable having the tough conversations and moving different. Okay. So let's dig into this. A one-page business plan. First, let me say this. Traditionally, over the years, there's been so much pressure to have like these extensive 50-page business plans. Now, breaking the details down of your business is important, but it's not as important if you're not going to look at it ever again after you create it. It does you and I, your customers, your fans, whomever, no good. The most important thing is finding a method that is going to allow you to be effective and keep the most important elements in front of you as you're moving forward. A one-page business plan is going to do that for you. Also, industry is, because of technology, industry is moving forward so much faster, and it's hard to keep these live documents updated when you're running a business. And that is what a business plan is. It is a live document. You not only need a business plan, you need a strategy plan, you need a marketing plan, things of that nature. But we're going to focus on this particular plan, the one-page business plan today, and we'll talk about the other ones in the future. But your business plan, your marketing plan, your strategy plan, they're all live documents. That means that just because you write it down doesn't mean content and components of that plan will not change. It will change. And you should go in there and you should update whatever it is that has evolved. Look at your business plan often. Set a time frame that works for you to reference and go back and just skim and read through that business plan to make sure you're still on track and that you have not veered off to the right or the left, that's not moving in the direction in which you're wanting to go. And that can happen very easily. Especially if you're not clear about your mission, you're not clear about your vision, if you're not clearly anchored in what it is that you're trying to do. And that's okay. It takes time to get clear on what that is. Let me tell you, I know a thing or two about that. Let me tell you. All right, here we go. Let's get into the details. A one-page business plan, you can create it within a Google document. You can write it down, whatever method works for you. Okay. Now, one of your first important, most important elements is your vision. I talk about this quite a bit on the podcast, is vision, your vision. That is the top of, that's going to guide every single thing that you do within your business. All right. What is the big vision for your business? What is the big plan? What is a big plan? And for those of you who are tuning in visually, I have my notes in front of me. So I may be looking down a little bit to make sure I don't miss anything that might be important to you. Okay. Where do you want to be? This is your vision. Where do you want to be? What is the grand picture of where you want to be? And don't hold back on this. This should be so big that it makes you uncomfortable to share, that you almost feel slightly embarrassed to share it. If you feel really comfortable sharing your vision, it's too small. Aim bigger. Your vision, is going to spell out goals at a very high level. Okay, very, very high level. It should state, as the owner of your business, where you ultimately envision that business to be. Okay? So let me give you an example. Let's say the vision is your business is franchised. We're just going to say that. What is franchised, and you have franchises in 10 different states. Maybe that's your big vision. That's the big vision. That's part of the big vision there. So that needs to be part of, you need to write that down somewhere. You need to write that down in your business plan. Of course, you're gonna break that down a little bit more, but that's the ultimate goal, is to take your brand, whatever it might be, and to build it to a point where it's, you're franchising it, and it's franchised in 10 different states, and it's in all 10 of those franchise locations are running and operating without you. That's the goal. That's the big thing. And everything that you do within your business from this day moving forward with that clarification should be linked to that end vision, to that big vision. If it doesn't complement or move you a step closer to that big vision, it's not part of something that needs to be on your plate. It's a waste of time. And that's why it's important to know and be clear about what your vision is, because you don't want to be spinning your wheels. You want to use the power of no as much as possible with anything that comes to you or is added to your, or attempts to find itself on your plate that is not linked to your envision. Let's talk about the mission. The mission needs to be, your mission needs to be part of your one-page business plan. So you're going to have your vision listed, all right? That big vision. Under that big vision, you're going to have your mission. Your mission is how you plan to achieve the vision every day. This is really important. I'm going to tell you why. Having your clear vision is going to primarily do two things. One, help you understand and clearly give you a path towards achieving your vision. And it's going to help others understand how they can be a part of your vision. It helps people see how they can play a part, right? So here's my big vision. And every day, my goal is to do this, this, and this to do this, right? And because you're clear about that, other people can see how they can get on board with that as well. They can back you up and be a partner in achieving your big vision because you have a strategy. The mission really is like a little mini communication of a strategy. Now, here's the thing. The mission should answer three questions. What do we do? How do we do it? And for whom do we do it? What do we do? How do we do it? And for whom do we do it? Answering these three questions is going to help others see how they can play a part on your team. Okay? So write down your vision statement, your mission statement, put it on your wall, share it with your team. And that's another thing I want to mention. Every single person on your team should clearly know what your vision is. And clearly know what your mission is. You should never feel like you are sharing that information too much. Share it all the time. Anyone, everyone you meet who asks you about your business or what you do, by the end of that first conversation that you have with them, they should know what your mission and vision statement is. They need to know. It's important. Now, let's talk about another element that often is ignored. And rarely startup businesses or even within the creative community, in the music community, we take the time to write this element down. And that is your core values. You'll see businesses, they'll have like their vision, their mission, they'll say values. but they don't necessarily break down as to why that is important to the organization. I'm going to share with you why it is extremely important to your business. Your values and what your business stands for will shape everything that you do and everyone that you hire and everyone that you work with and everyone who enters into the space of the business. They all and everything should reflect your values and what you stand for. Why is this important? It's important because when you don't have components that reflect the values and what the business stands for, it can alter the direction, feel, and influence of your business. If you have, let's say, for example, you hire someone who is really, really great at what they do, but let's say they don't meet your core values. And I'll give you some examples of what that means, because it can be anything for you. It doesn't have to be the same thing for some, you know, as for everybody. It can be totally two, you know, different things that you want it to be. So let's say you have someone, you hire them, and their core values are totally different, and they choose to run your business or represent your business as a reflection of their own core values that don't line up with yours, you're going to start to see your business drift into a direction that's not in line with your vision. And we don't want that to happen. Okay. So you don't have to you want to share this information, but you don't have to like verbally share that with everybody, but run everything through that lens. Let's say, for example, you want to hire a photographer and you hire you meet like three photographers and they're all equally amazing. But let's say, for example, your business is, let's say core values is, let me give you an example. What would be a great example? Oh, let's just use integrity. This is just a general, you know, one. Let's say integrity is extremely important to you. And you have a conversation with one of the photographers, and one of them says, well, we can do this and we get it done, but you know, you don't have to tell anybody. They don't have to know that we do this. Well, if you know that integrity is a huge part of your business and you have a photographer who is not consistent with integrity, don't hire them. Because now that photographer is putting your business at risk. I don't care how damn good that photographer is. Working with that photographer, is it worth you losing your business or putting you in any sort of legal problems? No. And that's why it's important to run everything that you do, every person that you work with, through the lens of what your business core values are. Okay? Core values. Examples: community of trust, respect the individual, integrity. I learn, I teach. It can be anything. The energy of service. Like you can kind of make up the words how you want it to be, but it's whatever it is that you reflect that's important for you. Okay. Everything needs to be a part of that. So another important component is your target market. Oh, let's talk about this right here. Let me break this down. All right, we're going to get into this. Everybody does not have to like you. As artists, as creatives, we are encouraged to create a space where everyone has to like you, right? Everybody doesn't have to like you. Your core audience needs to like you and connect with you. But let me share with you what happens when we're focused on everyone liking us or hoping that we can find a way to please everybody. And I had to learn this the hard way. Okay. When we do that, it causes us to detach from our anchor. It causes us to detach from our mission. It causes us to detach from our vision. We have no sense of direction if we're being pulled left and right because, I need to do this to make these people like me. But I got to change over here because these people don't like me. You're never going to be able to make everybody happy. What you have to focus on is your target audience. Define who that is. Define and describe the overall market that you live in and that you're competing in, and the core people that you want to focus in on, right? So I'm looking at. I just came right out of the video there. So we're going to define your market. We're going to also define your target market. Who do you want to be your fan, your customer, your client? What do they look like? What are their hobbies? What do they do? How much money do they make? How much do they spend? How old are they? What are their demographics? What is their educational level? Break all of that down. What do they like to do for fun? Where do they shop? Break all of that down. This information is going to help you build out how to target and connect and reach your target market. And by being clear about this, this is going to help you, once again, not spin your wheels. Because if someone comes to you with an opportunity, let's say, for example, someone comes to you and says, I want you to speak at this event. The question you should be asking right off the back is, who's the audience? Let's say, for example, you are a 20-year-old pop star who writes books and makes dolls for kids with cancer. And let's say that the audience that you're going to be speaking to is 65 to 75 years old. It may be best to say, you know what? I'm not the best artist to perform or to spend time in this space. You may want to find someone who's going to fit that target demographic a little better. And that's okay. It's okay to say no. And by being very clear about who your target demographic is, like let's say your target demographic as the artist I described is an audience of 25 to 35. Well, that is the artist, that is the type of audience that you want to be in front of constantly. So it's okay if you say no. And it's okay if you're performing or you find yourself in a situation and let's say the audience is not your demographic and they don't really enjoy what you do or your genre of music. That's okay because they're not part of your target audience anyway. Don't go back to the studio and change up your music because you found yourself in a bad situation. You didn't vet the event well enough to know that you probably that wasn't a good fit performance. And then now you're going back and making major changes that you don't really need to make. What you need to do is just make sure you're always in front of your target audience. All right. Everybody don't have to like you. Your niche has to like you. Define your niche, your target audience. Who are they? Let's talk about what they call a SWOT analysis. I know I'm kind of going kind of fast through this, so I will do this again and break this down. Maybe break down the sections a little bit more because there's a lot of different components in each of these sections, right? But I'm just hitting the most important elements. So let's talk about a SWOT analysis. A SWOT analysis is broken down into four parts. It is your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, okay? Your strengths and your weaknesses. These are internal factors. This is internally related internally to your business and yourself, right? What are your strengths? What is the strengths of your business, right? Let's say your strengths are that you have a really great team that's committed to you. Let's say your strengths are that you have all of your systems automated. And just write down all those things that work really well for you that are going to continue to grow and build a stronger foundation for your business. Let's talk about weaknesses. What are the weaknesses? Let's say, for example, you have tons of work and tons of business inquiries coming in, but you don't have enough legwork to make sure that you're responding back timely to all of this opportunity. Well, that's a weakness. Because time is money, right? Time is money. If y'all have any questions, please let me know. Leave them in the comment section. I know I get long-winded on here, but leave your comments and the questions. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you think. And we're going to keep going. So another weakness would be not having an automated system. Every part of your business should be automated as much as possible. Your business should be running even when you're asleep, even when you're not available. Your business should still be going, whether it's through a system or whether it's through someone that you've hired to do a job. Your business should still run. It should not stop when you walk away. Opportunities and threats are external to your business. What are the opportunities there? What is the market look like? What are the opportunities for you to grow or to stand out, or to partnership? You know, that's what this is about. Finding space in the holes and figuring out how you can grow. How can you grow? Okay. And your threats. Here are your threats. What are your threats? What potentially could threaten the growth and livelihood of your business? Write those down. Know what they are. Research them. Figure out a way to resolve that threat possibility. Figure out what your biggest threats are to your business and find a solution to them so they are no longer threats to you, or at least you're aware of them. So if they find themselves in front of you, you will know how to handle them. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. I am open to all of your questions. Leave a message. I know those of you who are going to be listening on this podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast, you can leave a message for me and ask questions. And those of you watching visually, you can leave a comment in the comment section. Let's recognize our sponsor, our wonderful sponsor, and I'll be back in just a moment. Love you, superstars. Hold tight. Learn about the ever-changing climate of the music industry and learn how to position yourself. With the new book, Hybrid Executive, great for indiepreneurs, indie artists, managers, engineers, booking agents, and more. Hybrid Executive is the new terminology for today's indie artist, written by music producer Samuel E. Archer. Now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, BookBaby, and other leading ebook distributors. Visit thehybridexecutive.com for more information. I love Hybrid Executive. Like, that particular business and brand is so committed to our success. And so check them out, hybridexecutive.com. Pick up their book and read what they got to say, because there's some great content in that book. All right, we're going to keep going. I have about three more sections that I want to talk about. And as I mentioned before, I am going to do some more podcasts just breaking down these sections even more, because it's not just as simple as I'm mentioning. But like I said, the components that I'm talking about are the most important out of these areas. They're the basis of these areas. If you don't have these particular areas and components that I'm talking about, you've got some stuff that's not covered that is very important that will need to be covered in order for your business to be successful. Okay. Let's talk about sales and marketing. Sales. How do you plan to sell your product or your service? What's the plan behind that? What's the strategy behind that? How do you plan to get your product or service out to the people? How do you plan to do that? What's the sales process? What's the systems you're going to use? What's the process? You want to make money, right? You want to make a living? Okay. What are you selling? How are you going to do it? And then when you talk about marketing, how are you going to get the information to the customers and encourage them, persuade them to purchase whatever it is, whatever action you're wanting them to take? Write it down. Okay. Let me see if there's any other particular points here that I want to make sure I mention in relationship to that. I'm going to break that down a little bit more later on the next few more podcasts. Operations. This is important. I want to talk about this because we tend to forget about this a lot. And our business is like so chaotic on the back end. Here's the reality of situation. Your business should be able, as I mentioned, to run itself. If you were to sell your business right now, would you be able to do that and they be able to pick up where you left off? If the answer is no, then that means there are some operational actions and clarification that need to take place. Are the operations clear enough to where if you sold your business today, they could pick up tomorrow and run with it? Make that happen. Write down some processes and procedures and make sure, once again, your business is so automated that you can hand it to someone and they can take over. Okay. If you hire people, they can jump in right away. Have some things written down for them. Profitability. How do you plan to be profitable? Write that down. Don't dream about it. Don't hope for it. Write it down. What is it? What is your strategy to be profitable? How can you make it possible? Write that down. Write down the numbers. Where do you want to be financially in 6 months or a year? Your products. Write down your products that you're selling, and how much you want to make per each product a year, and break that down by month, break that down by week, and how you plan to sell it. Your marketing strategy on how you plan to sell it. How are you going to meet those numbers? The intention is not to put pressure on yourself. The intention is a couple of different things. One, to communicate to the universe as to what it is that you're expecting. To also have that plan in front of you so that you stay on track. And that you stay anchored and focused, and that your team can see what the goal is. It gives them clarity as well. Okay. Let me see if there's any other major points I want to mention here before we close out today. So, okay. Well, it looks like I hit on most of the points that I have here listed. And I will continue to talk about this. Next podcast, I am going to break this business plan down a little bit further. I'm going to pick a section and just really get into the details and the nitty gritty of those sections that are really important. Okay. So that's what we're going to do next podcast. And like I said, if you have any questions, let me know. But start that one-page business plan. You got to have a one-page business plan and update it every single year, right? It's a living document, right? So you're going to update it throughout the year, but at least once a year, stop what you're doing, carve out some time to open up that live business plan and read through the whole thing and make sure everything is still consistent or that everything is updated to the level that you've already advanced to, right? And here's another thing. Your one-page business plan, make that annually. You can make it through. Let me see how I can say this. You want to have like a 3 to 5 year vision, but you want it to be like an annual kind of goal focus, right? So the goal of that one page business plan is to get you to a certain point within a year that's going to get you a step closer to where you want to be 3 to 5 years. There you go. That's the better way to say it. Okay. So yes, I love it. I love business. I love this type of conversation. Let me know if you have any questions, superstar. I love you. Love you. Love you. And remember, we got that freebie in the descriptions, in the description box. And we have journals. If you are not writing down your business plan, if you're not writing down your goals and things like that, we have journals. You can write those down. You can pick up your leather journal. It's not real leather, but it's like faux leather, but it's really, really nice at Music Meets the Boardroom, shop the brand, or you can also go out to Amazon. We have journals, beautiful, stylish, fun, funky journals on Amazon, and you can pick those up as well. I love you, superstars. And remember, the early bird tickets are available for the Indie Artist Power Conference at musicmusicboardroom.com. Love you, superstars. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.